Mishawaka in the road maroon uniforms. They have white numbers and white trim. Warsaw on the home whites with black numbers and orange trim. Davidovic to jump it up against Winchester. Warsaw will be working from west to east, from near end to far, here in the opening half of play. Up she goes, and the tip controlled by the Lady Tigers. And Bricker will walk it into the front court, and Mishawaka will drop back into a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3. Bricker off a screen at the top, right side to Neely. She comes up firing and missing. We shot an air ball. Bricker has the rebound. Warsaw gets a reload. Skips it right side to Zartman. Zartman up the baseline, kicks it out to Winchester. Left side Bricker, her 22-footer is short. Rebound long, grabbed by Mammoliti, and she takes off running. Mammoliti in and got hammered. Ooh, and then Zartman went back first into the bleachers at the near end. She is slow to get up, but she is up. And I guarantee you that's going to leave a bruise tomorrow. Oh, they called that a non-shooting foul? Did they not call a foul at all? Oh, my goodness. Well, if they didn't call a foul there at all, that's not a good call one bit. Shot for three, no good by Schaefer. Rebound to Mishawaka. Ball tipped out of bounds by Bricker right down here below us into the Warsaw cheerleaders. They did not call that a foul at all. That is a huge mistake. That's an easy one to make, and they didn't make it. On the inbounds, a drive in and a shot that's no good, but Chastain's going to get a bumping foul. That will be a foul. That will be her first. Davidovic to the free throw line. Trying to give Mishawaka the lead. 5'8 senior, shoots 56% at the line. First one is rimming, no good. Averages just under 14 points a game to go along with 9 rebounds. She is their best overall player. Schaefer is their leading scorer. Kosher shoots again, and that one's good. Mishawaka has the lead, 1-0. Neely in transition up the near side, back to a trailing Winchester, then back to Neely in the corner, Zartman. Her three is in the air. Her three is no good. Rebound to Winchester. She's surrounded, got it out of there. Zartman. Back to the top, Neely. Left side, Bricker. Down the baseline, Chastain. Now back out to Neely. Right side to Zartman. All the way across to the left side to Bricker. Bricker to the baseline, Chastain. Back up the sideline to Bricker. Bricker into a double team. Back out to Neely in the corner. Same spot for Zartman. This one's good. Her 51st three-pointer of the year. Warsaw has a 3-1 lead. And Warsaw is pressing. Brew trying to get it inbounds. We'll spell Brew for you. It's not how you think. Schaefer deep in the backcourt up the sidelines, and Neely knocked it out of bounds. Reese Brew and her sister Addison. Addison's in the game. We'll see Reese at some point. Spell their last name B-R-U-G-H, but it's pronounced like it's B-R-E-W. Inbounds pass, knocked away, taken away. Zartman the steal. Neely down the lane to Bricker, back to Winchester. She'll run to the free throw line, down the lane, scooped it up. Oh, it might have been blocked off the bottom of the backboard. Mishawaka with a rebound. Here comes Davidovic. And in the front court, she gives to Schaefer. Schaefer leans over the dribble. Right side for Mammoliti. Back to the basket for Matherly. Down the lane, a flip shot up and good. Davidovic makes it 3-3. In transition, Winchester from 25, good. Her 32nd of the season. Warsaw back to the lead, 6-3. In the backcourt, Mammoliti, and she traveled. Chastain, too quick, and when Mammoliti tried to throw the ball back near the basket to Brew, Chastain got there, was clearly going to steal that ball, and rather than throw it and give Warsaw a layup, Mammoliti did the right thing and just traveled. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw. We played a little over 2 minutes. This game's turned it early because Warsaw won the JV game under a running clock, 51-6. Bricker between the circles. Right side Chastain looking for the lob. They get it into Neely, and she puts it up and in. Neely, strong in the post, has great hands, but not a tall target and not the traditional target for that lob pass from the wing down over the defender into the post. But Alexis made it work, and it's 8-3. Across the line comes Schaefer, right into a trap on the near side, and she traveled. Again, that was Chastain and Zartman here together to force that turnover. Reese Brew now into the game. And Mammalenti comes out. 8-3 Lady Tigers. We played almost 3 minutes of the opening quarter. Bricker slowly walks it into the front court. Dribbles right to Zartman. Down to the right corner, Chastain. Back to Zartman, out to Bricker. Bricker back in the right corner. Zartman wide open. Three-pointer. Book it. Beautiful screen set up by Chastain to free up Brooke. And she's got 2 threes, and Warsaw leads 11-3. Schaefer deep in the backcourt. One-on-one against Neely. Trying to get across the line, and does. Right in front of the scorer's table, not right near Lenny Krebs. Schaefer puts her head down in the lane, threw it inside, and threw it out of bounds. Who touched it last? It's... Oh. Oh, they're going to say Warsaw touched it. It's going to be out of bounds to Mishawaka. Delaney Vilma into the game for Warsaw. Chastain will take a seat at 4:35 of the opening quarter, with Warsaw leading 11-3. Schaefer to throw it in. Lobs in the lane. Too high. Taken away. Vilma with the steal. And then Vilma got tied up. And we'll have a whistle and a held ball. And the arrow belongs back to Mishawaka. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Cavemen. Addison Brew will throw it in down below us. So both the Brew sisters in here at the moment. On the inbounds. Pass tipped away. Bricker had it ripped back. And David... Davidic puts him up and in. Dejdinovic with the layup, and it's 11-5. She's got all five of their points. Bricker near the center circle bounces to Zartman, who will come out to the top as we approach the midpoint of quarter one. Winchester on the weave from right to left, hands back to Bricker. Bricker then spins in the lane into a double team and had the ball taken away. Stolen away, and here comes Addison Brew. Then she gets tied up in the backcourt, got it out of there to Schaefer. They run that play a lot, and Bricker loses the ball in that situation a lot. She gets down into traffic when she tries to reverse field. Feels like she turns into a double team and just never really handles that great. Matherly now out for Addison Brew. Back to Matherly on the baseline. She'll shoot up an eight-footer. That's an air ball. Tipped by Neely, grabbed by Winchester. Ball and pass down court through the hands of Zartman. She's able to keep it in bounds. Winchester with a head fake and a drive down the lane, off the glass, no good. Got her own rebound. Brooke put it back up, foul called. Foul called on Mishawaka. Free throws coming here for the Lady Tigers. I think Matherly gets the foul. She does. It's her first. Each team has a foul here in the opening quarter. Winchester at the free throw line for Warsaw's first free throws of the game. And the first free throw is no good for Brooke. An 84% free throw shooter. She was 3 out of 4 in the win against Northridge on Saturday. Bricker comes out, and Delaney Vilma is in for the Lady Tigers, who lead 11-5. Winchester has another coming. And it's in the air, and it's off the back rim. She missed them both, so that doesn't happen very often. Rebound to the Lady Cavemen. They trail by 6 in the backcourt. This is Reese Brew, lobs back to the middle of the court to Schaefer. Schaefer now backs away from a trap. She is trapped, throws to the center circle for Reese Brew. Reese down the left side of the lane, shoots on the run, missed it. Rebound, tipped around, still rolling loose down in the near corner. Neely comes out of there with it for the Lady Tigers. Alexis takes off up the middle of the floor, kicks it left corner. Here's a three on the way by Zartman, and it's good again. She's got 3 in the opening quarter, and now 53 for the season. Warsaw leads 14-5. To the line, Reese Brew, Schaefer far side across the line. Trapped slightly now to Reese Brew. Now skip pass. Oh, Winchester stuck your hand up, knocked it away. It was stolen by Vilma, but then taken back by Mishawaka. Schaefer a 3 out top, no good. Rebound grab by Addison Brew. Her off-balance shot from outside the block on the right is good. She makes it 14-7. Neely on a drive left, puts it in the air, missed it, but a whistle, and they're going to call a foul on the drive against Mishawaka. They called a foul on Holly Shine, who came in during the last stoppage. Vilma and Winchester are out. Chastain and Layla Knepp into the game for Warsaw. Bricker throws it in baseline left against their 2-3 zone and gets it into Knepp. Out top for Chastain. Back in the left corner. There's Zartman again for another three. Bingo! 4 3-pointers in the first quarter for Zartman. She's got 12. Warsaw leads 17-7 as we approach 2 minutes left to play here in the opening period. Pats up the wing, knocked away by Bricker at the midcourt line. Out of bounds to Mishawaka. Villawell hardly got sat down before she comes back in. And Alexis Neely will take a seat. On the inbounds, they get into the backcourt to Schaefer. Now to the near side for Riesbrew. Ball knocked away by Bricker, taken away by Chastain. And then she bounced it up ahead. The pass was wide, and Mishawaka is able to keep it in bounds. 1:45 left in the quarter. Warsaw leads by 10. Schaefer past the midcourt line to Riesbrew. Then her pass is stolen. A steal by Zartman. She'll flip it up and in with the right hand. 14 first quarter points for Brooke Zartman. Her average per game is 15. It's 19-7 Warsaw. Up the near sideline, Samari Smith is into the game. Her pass is tipped by Bricker. Now she's got it back in the corner. She literally will hand it off. A drive in the lane and a spin and a score. Davidovic scores to make it 19-9. Bricker up the baseline, all the way into the basket. Out to Zartman again for three. No, not this time. Knepp grabs the rebound at the free throw line. Out to Bricker for three. That's good. Knepp with the rebound just inside the free throw line. Bricker was standing almost right behind her. She just simply tossed it back. And Warsaw's got a 22-point first quarter working with 28 seconds left to go in it. And Smith dribbled in the lane. Lost the ball, but lost it right to her teammate. And she scores. Davidovic scores. She's got 9 of their 11, and she's got a chance for a 3-point play. Foul was on Knepp. That's her first, team second. Caution to the free throw line. One dribble, then two. And the senior will take a big, deep breath, bends her knees, puts it up there, and it won't count. She stepped over the line. She stepped over the line. Warsaw's lead is 11, 22-11, 42 and change left to play here in a dominant first quarter. Warsaw already with six 3-point baskets. Zartman directing traffic against the Mishawaka zone. Out of the corner, Chastain. Up the sideline, Zartman. Now to Bricker. Back into the deep right corner, Zartman. Touch pass down to Winchester on the block. Spins on a double team. Back out top for Zartman. Now they'll swing it around to the left side for Vilma. 20 seconds back to Bricker. Lenny Krebs says, all right, we didn't get what we wanted. Let's back up. Let's hold for the last shot of the period. Bricker right side to Zartman with 10 seconds. Back to Bricker. Left side Vilma with 8. Back to Bricker near the timeline. Now Winchester with 5. Right corner Zartman for 3. No good. Rebound to Vilma. Back up and in at the buzzer. Vilma got the rebound between two Lady Cavemen and put it in. And Warsaw leads here at the end of one period of play, 24-11 over Mishawaka. We'll start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.